Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
German automakers have long been famous for their high-quality engineering and manufacturing. But the future of cars is all about software, things like automation and artificial intelligence. And if you want to be a player in that future, car makers are going to need a presence in California's Silicon Valley. Rachel Miro from member station KQED reports.
In a splashy ad that aired during the last Super Bowl, automaker Mercedes boasted about a new Siri-like technology available in its entry-level model.
Hey, Mercedes.
How can I help you?
Change color. Make it cooler. Play my music.
The A-Class.
Silicon Valley-based SoundHound is the company behind the technology, and Daimler, the parent company of Mercedes, has access to it because it invested in the startup last year. It's a textbook example of a big company buying something fresh from the outside, the kind of partnership Daimler's Director of Open Innovation, Ben Bozer, puts together from the auto giant's 300-plus employee satellite in Sunnyvale.
The world decided that the next revolution will start here, and everybody sent their people here. There's a lot of small companies that are setting up shop and bringing out new innovations, and in that sense, whatever we see here is maybe 2 or 3 years ahead of the curve. It's absolutely mandatory for automotives to be here these days, because this is where everybody is and where everybody innovates, right?
Sure enough, recent reports show the German auto industry is struggling. And not just because of the recent scandals over collusion involving air pollution standards. Some say that's simply the most recent sign of a backwards-facing hubris built on past achievements exporting high-value engineering goods. Sure enough, when self-driving Mercedes taxis take test drives later this year on public streets, they'll be tootling around San Jose, not Stuttgart.
It's hard to believe, especially if you are in the automotive industry and you've been there for decades, that everything could be turned upside down. But even if you just look at the last 10 years and how quickly new competitors enter the market, you realize that it is easier than it ever was to build a car, easier than it ever was to reinvent certain aspects of the car.
Bozer's getting an assist from a corporate matchmaker of sorts called Plug and Play Tech Center in Sunnyvale. With 27 locations worldwide, Plug and Play maintains a huge global Rolodex of startups. Chief Operating Officer Candace Widows says legacy companies, in Germany and Japan especially, are willing to pay big money to get hooked up with young startups, but also to learn how to work with those little guys so as not to crush their creativity.
There's this cultural element where it's kind of hard to bring change to a large corporation, and this is true in every industry.
Of course, when foreign companies spend time here, they quickly realize you don't have to buy a new idea, you can also copy. Last year, Uber's CEO announced he wanted the company to become the Amazon of transportation, your go-to resource for everything from scooters to flying taxis. This year, Ben Bozer says his company, Daimler, along with rival BMW, announced a $1 billion investment to do the same thing.
Our company has been working in autonomous since 20-something years, so it's not that it's not a new topic for us. But thinking about it as a new business model, that is also a learning curve for us.
There's an old German saying that might help explain why so many foreign automakers have set up shop in Silicon Valley.
Hier sitzen Sie in der ersten Reihe.
Here, you're sitting in the driver's seat. For Here and Now, I'm Rachel Miro.